Today is the day we have prayed for almost a year. We are grateful we're here today to see this. This first step happening in the fight for justice for Jared. While we're glad we've made it this far, we know that the road ahead is hard, and we have a long road in this fight. Henry Tenen is only one piece, only one of the people responsible for Jared's murder. He's only one chess piece. There are more to fall before justice is done. We will continue to brace ourselves for each step of this brutal process and do our best as a family to represent the man that Jared was, since he is not here to do that for himself. To the men and women working tirelessly on his case, we cannot thank you enough for your hard work and dedication. The long hours you have put in, the weekends you have sacrificed, and the sacrifices your own families have made to allow you to do your job necessary to help hold Henry and others accountable for their heinous actions do not go unnoticed. Thank you. And thank you to the community, both near and far, that have supported our family, lifted us in their prayers, and have prayed for justice to be served. We feel your strength and support, and we are so grateful. Finally, to Henry's family. We pray for you. We can only imagine the hurt and the pain you must also be feeling. And we hope that you will be able to find closure and healing. Henry, if you get to hear this, please choose now to do the right thing. Please help us receive justice sooner than later, and allow us and your own family to move forward and focus on healing as quickly as possible. Please help us in this nightmare that we are living every single day. Thank you.
How are y'all? I'm sorry. How are you? It takes a lot of strength to go through this, and you have what looks like a pretty good support, and that's going to come in handy, because this is going to be a long process.
Yeah, we know this is going to be a long process. This is just the very beginning. Thankfully, we've got a lot of support, a lot of prayers, and we're just going to brace ourselves for what's ahead.
Was that the first time you saw him in person?
Yeah.
Can you tell us what that was like for you and for his siblings?
Honestly, I think it's still sinking in. You know, they kind of opened the door, and I saw his profile before he walked out, and just to think that that might have been one of the last people my husband saw is kind of a hard pill to swallow.
And if you don't mind, I know you may not be able to give as many details. I know you guys are going through an active investigation, but is there any details that you're learning about any other possible arrests that investigators are working on? Can you give any comment to that at all?
No comment on that today. Thank you.
Have you been able to talk to Bexley that someone's been arrested for hurting her dad?
Yeah, I did speak to her when we got home from the press conference, because I know she's going to hear about it. So I told her, you know, she talks about bad guys. I said, one of the bad guys that hurt dad is not going to hurt anybody else, and he's in jail. And she, in her own toddler mind, said, so he's in a long timeout. And I said, yes, he's in a timeout that's not going to end. So she understands a little bit about that.